G'day and welcome to Partake. We're now on day 14 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation to the time of the fullness of redemption. The long-awaited for King is here, the one the covenants from long ago had promised. That's Jesus. His public ministry on earth has now begun. Teaching was an integral part of Jesus' ministry. And today we start to look at what he taught about himself. We do that first by looking at how he taught, what he taught, his methods, and who did he teach. The events in Capernaum we looked at last time happened frequently with Jesus. The gospel accounts often remark how people viewed Jesus' teaching as authoritative, but while being amazed and astonished, were often angry about it. What was it that made his teaching so authoritative? Jesus' manner of teaching shared much in common with other teachers of the first century. Jesus frequently used Old Testament texts, exaggerated hyperbole, he told of parables, rhythmic poetry aiding memorization, and the prediction of future events, all common teaching practice at the time in both religious and secular circles. Most of the teaching we have in the Gospels did not arise out of formal settings, but rather through personal encounters, which we'll come and have a look at later, a couple of examples, or engaging with the religious leaders and the inherent need to teach his own followers, his close buddies, his disciples. However, it's not so much the manner of teaching that created the air of authority about him, but rather what he taught which did. Matthew 7 verse 28 to 29, saying as he often did, "But I say to you," was in direct opposition to the method the rabbinical teachers employed at the time. Additionally, Jesus often sat down to teach, and this was the custom at the time for formal instruction. So what did he teach? Jesus appeals often to the Old Testament, the Jewish scriptures, in every facet of his teaching. He frequently used the Old Testament as the basis for his moral and legal teachings, the historical stories, and in his debates with the religious leaders. Quite possibly, the supreme example of his teaching can be found in what we call the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 5 verse 1 to Matthew 7 verse 29. Whilst mainly speaking to his disciples, he allowed the crowds to listen. In this discourse, all of Jesus' teaching are exhibited. Key themes include the character, influence, righteousness, religion, devotional life, ambition, and relationships of anybody wanting to follow him, Jesus. And then he also spoke about the kingdom of God. Jesus preached that entrance to the kingdom of God was through repentance, Matthew 3 verse 2, and that this repentance led to a spiritual rebirth, John 3 verse 1 to 8. But what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God, as taught by Jesus, was not a political uprising against the Romans, as thought by James and John, and by other people at the time. And nor is it the church. The kingdom of God was and is both a personal inner spiritual relationship with God as ruler over all the life of the follower of Jesus Christ, but also the Jesus follower showing openly this relationship with God. Matthew 25 verse 34 and Luke 13 verse 29. And regarding himself, well, Jesus never directly claimed to be God. He did things only God could do. He claimed authority to forgive sins. His claim to be the Messiah or the Son of Man is an appeal to Old Testament texts and their subsequent fulfillment and completion in him. Primarily, his teaching that the Messiah must suffer and be glorified was also an appeal to Old Testament scripture. More about this in the coming studies, as we look deeper into what Jesus said about himself. And the prime method he used was with parables, or stories, picture stories. We see as we read the gospel accounts of his life that Jesus spoke a lot in these parables and picture stories. He did this in order to get his message across completely. The parables as recorded in the Gospels mainly fall into four categories. Society and its God. An example of this would be the parable of the sheep in Luke chapter 15, where God is seen as a God of grace. Or society and the individual. An example of this would be the parable involving the rich fool who thought his wealth would make God love him more, in Luke chapter 12. Then there's society and the community. An example here would be the parable of the Good Samaritan, where everyone is to show love, even radically for their enemies, Luke chapter 10. And then society and the future. An example here would be the parable of the great feast, whereby the future climax of the kingdom is seen, in Matthew 25, verse 31 to 33. And who did he teach? The gospel writers attributed Jesus as a teacher, despite his lacking the formal requirements usually attained by teaching rabbis, such as the Apostle Paul. The gospel writers also referred to him as a prophet, and he was recognized as such by people. There were three main groups of people that Jesus interacted with and taught. There were large crowds, his 12 disciples or followers, and the religious leaders. So the crowds. When Jesus taught large gatherings of people, it was always based on evidential facts, and it was always, as Luke described, good news, because God gave it to Jesus. Crowds recognized that Jesus had a confident manner of speaking. Authority? It must be noted that in the presence of crowds, Jesus didn't actively reveal who he was. Perhaps he didn't want to cause riots. And then the disciples. Many of Jesus' recorded teachings were to his disciples, but in the midst of crowds, such as the Sermon on the Mount, however, on more precise requirements of discipleship or about himself or the future of God's kingdom, Jesus usually only taught his disciples, his close followers, concerning his true identity, even though they often failed to grasp it. And then the religious leaders. Because of Jesus' popularity and the activities he was involved with, the Jewish religious leaders soon took notice of him. Jesus respected the law of Moses and also Moses' authority, Mark 1 verse 22. Jesus gave his own unique interpretation and as such attracted the opposition of the religious leaders who had taught a very different interpretation. An example of this is in Jesus' interpretation of the Sabbath in Mark chapter 2. The healings he performed, John 5, and fasting and ritual cleanliness in Mark chapter 7. And for consorting with sinners in Luke chapter 7. Jesus criticized the religious leaders for, amongst other things, their lack of compassion and the weighty burdens they placed upon others. Matthew 23, Mark 12, and Luke 11. So that's how he taught, what he taught, the methods he used, and who he taught. Tomorrow we go on further into what Jesus taught and revealed about himself. Thank you.